From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami.
Expect drama galore as the FCS regular season will end this Saturday. The NCAA's Division I FCS, the smaller college group of football teams, has just 1 week remaining in the regular season. Next Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Time, the FCS Playoff Committee will announce the 24 teams who are going to participate in the annual playoffs, which begin on Friday, November 28th. There are three FCS teams which have already locked up a place in the playoff field by virtue of clinching their conference races over last weekend. The remaining 21 places in the field will be determined after this Saturday's final week of play. So there's three down and 21 more to go. Congratulations to North Dakota State, Mercer, and Stephen F. Austin for securing the first three invitations to late November's FCS playoff party. Defending FCS national champion North Dakota State is now 11-0 this season and has a two-game lead in the Big Sky Conference with only one game remaining. Bison head coach Tim Polasek is likely hearing overtures from some of the 11 major college schools who are looking for a new football coach right now. Can Coach Polasek and his very talented herd of Bison remain focused, run the table, and then close out a perfect season with yet another FCS title? We'll find out soon. Then there's the red-hot 9-1 Mercer Bears of the Southern Conference. They own a two-game lead over their closest competitor, Western Carolina. Mercer clobbered UT Chattanooga 63-17 last Saturday and wrapped up a spot in the FCS playoffs for the third consecutive season. The Bears from Macon, Georgia, have won 9 games in a row now and have scored 38 or more points in all 8 of their last contests. The coachless Auburn Tigers of the SEC are going to try to end the Bears' winning streak this Saturday at 1 p.m. on the SEC Plus Network, if you have it, at Jordan-Hare Stadium in eastern Alabama. And then there's surprising Stephen F. Austin. They disposed of Texas rival Lamar University 26-15 on Saturday night to claim their first Southland Conference football title since the year 2010. The Lumberjacks have buzzsawed through 9 consecutive opponents to move to 9-2 this year and grab a spot in the upcoming FCS playoffs. SFA is going to finish on the road this Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN+, as they play the struggling 1-10 Northwestern State University Demons with the rivalry's 7-foot wooden trophy called the Chief on the line. Now let's take some time and review the win and you're in games coming up this Saturday. First, the Coastal Athletic Association. The 9-2 Rhode Island Rams have never won the regular season title in the Colonial Athletic Association, but they have a chance to finish with a perfect 8-0 record in the conference at home this Saturday at 11 a.m. Central with a victory over the struggling 2-9 Hampton Pirates. A win Saturday guarantees a ticket to the FCS playoffs for the Rhode Island Rams. An upset loss on Saturday by Rhode Island would open the door for 9-2 Monmouth or 8-2 Villanova to become involved in various tiebreaker scenarios. Now let's move to the Ivy League, and it's hard to believe, but this season is the very first year in which the Ivy League champion is going to participate in the FCS playoffs. Historically, the Ivy League wanted their student athletes to concentrate on academics as final exams occur during the playoff season. Boston's famed Fenway Park Baseball Stadium is going to host the game this Saturday, 11 a.m. Central on ESPNU, between Harvard, who's 9-0, and Yale, who's 7-2. This annual football contest was first played back in 1875, and Saturday's winner is also going to garner the very first guaranteed spot in the FCS playoffs. Pressure anyone? Now to the Northeast Conference. The Central Connecticut State Blue Devils are now 7-4, coming off of Saturday's 38-33 loss in Pittsburgh to Duquesne. The Blue Devils, though, are 5-1 in conference action and control their own chances to reach the FCS playoffs for the very first time since 2019. A home win on Saturday, which comes up at 11 a.m. Central on ESPN+, against the 5-6 Mercyhurst Lakers, will give the NEC title to Central Connecticut. But if the Blue Devils lose, a tiebreaker might be needed with Duquesne. Next up, the Ohio Valley Big South Alliance, where Tennessee Tech's perfect 10-0 start ended last Saturday as the SEC's University of Kentucky Wildcats prevailed 42-10 in Lexington. The Golden Eagles now return home to Cookeville, Tennessee on Saturday and will face rival UT Martin, who is 6-5 overall but 6-1 in the conference. The winner of Saturday's game will receive the automatic bid to the FCS playoffs. The game also marks Tennessee Tech's final Ohio Valley football game, as the Golden Eagles will fly into the Southern Conference beginning in 2026. Now the Patriot League, and this weekend's big games would not be complete without the annual game pitting Lehigh, who's 11-0, against Lafayette at 8-3. Now this game is called The Rivalry, and it's been played since the year 1884. This year is rivalry number 161, and it takes place on Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. Central on ESPN Plus, and will be played in Easton, Pennsylvania, home of Lafayette. The hometown Leopards of Lafayette will try to ruin the season for the unbeaten Mountain Hawks from nearby Bethlehem. The winner takes home the Patriot League title and an automatic bid to the FCS playoffs. Now to the Pioneer Football League, where the 7-3 Drake Bulldogs have surrendered only 10 points per game over their last 7 games. That's a defense. And Drake controls its own fate this Saturday to receive an automatic FCS playoff bid if the Bulldogs are able to take down Morehead State, who is 6-5 overall and 4-3 in conference, Saturday at 12 noon on ESPN+. The 9-2 Presbyterian Blue Hose still have a chance to take the top spot if Drake should lose and the Blue Hose defeats Marist, who's 5-6 on Saturday afternoon. I had to do it. Meanwhile, the MEAC and Southwest Athletic Conference, the SWAC, have their own title on the line in December. The winners of these two FCS conferences of the Historically Black Colleges and Universities, or HBCU, are going to face off in Atlanta on December 13th in the annual Celebration Bowl. The winner of this Saturday's MEAC game between 8-3 South Carolina State and 8-3 Delaware State will be sending one representative to Atlanta. The SWAC will hold its title game between the East Division winner and Prairie View A&M, who is the newly crowned West Division champ, coming up on Saturday, December 6th. The Alabama State Hornets from Montgomery, Alabama, and Jackson State Tigers share the East lead with identical 6-1 conference records, and both teams are 8-2 overall. A tiebreaker might be required after this Saturday's regular season finales to determine the winner of the East Division champion. So now let's reveal the SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, November 15, 2025. This week's number 25 team from the Southwestern Athletic Conference is Prairie View A&M. They are 8-3. At number 24 from the MEAC, the South Carolina State Bulldogs. And number 23 also from the MEAC, the Delaware State Hornets. They'll play on Saturday afternoon. Number 22 this week out of the Missouri Valley at 8-3, the Illinois State Redbirds. Also 8-3 from the Southland Conference, our number 21 team, the UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros. Keeping our run of Southland Conference teams at number 20, the Southeast Louisiana Lions, and number 19 from the Southland, the Lamar Cardinals. At 8-3 in Independent, the Sacred Heart Pioneers. At number 17 from the Ivy League at 7-2, it's the Yale Bulldogs, who will take on Harvard on Saturday morning in Boston. Number 16 from the Ivy League, also 7-2, the Dartmouth Big Green. Our first 8-2 team coming from the Coastal Athletic Association, it's number 15, Villanova. At 8-2 from the Southwestern Athletic Conference, the Alabama State Hornets are number 14, and they're led by number 13, Jackson State, who's also 8-2. Number 12 this week, out of the Big Sky Conference, come the Montana State Bobcats, who beat UC Davis on TV on Saturday night. Now one of the teams which clinched an FCS playoff spot last weekend from the Southland Conference, number 11 team, the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks, are 9-2. Number 10 this week from the CAA, the Rhode Island Rams are 9-2. And also from the CAA, the Monmouth Hawks at number 9 this week. Our number 8 team out of the Pioneer Football League at 9-2, but looking on the outside from the playoff side, hoping to get an at-large berth, the Presbyterian Blue Hose. Now our one-loss teams. One of the teams that's wrapped up an FCS playoff spot, number 7, is the Mercer Bears. Number 6 this week from the Ohio Valley Big South, the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles are 10-1, and they are led in the standings at number 5 by the Tarleton State Texans from the United Athletic Conference at 10-1. Number 4 this week at 9-0 from the Ivy League and undefeated, the Harvard Crimson, who will play Yale on Saturday morning. Number 3 undefeated from the Big Sky Conference come the Montana Grizzlies at 11-0. Our number two team this week and already clinching a spot in the FCS playoffs, the North Dakota State Bison from the Missouri Valley at 11-0. And moving into the number one spot this week for the first time this season from the Patriot Conference, it's the Lehigh Mountain Hawks at 11-0. They'll be facing Lafayette in the rivalry game coming up on Saturday.